Proclamation number 7159 of 4th of July, 1958. Earthly plans. God's plan of salvation. Large circles of people are still under a delusion, for they strive for comprehensive worldly improvements. They believe they can make use of hitherto untapped powers. They plan ahead for long periods of time and allegedly want to make things easier or better for humanity, but they all only aim at creating a pleasant earthly life for themselves, which would therefore by no means be spiritual successes. People do not allow themselves to be dissuaded from such thoughts and plans. They are convinced that the next human generations will benefit from their efforts even if they themselves cannot enjoy them. They reckon with the futura as if it were a matter of course and have no idea how quickly everything will come to an end. Rumors of a near end certainly appear everywhere, for everywhere there are people who possess spiritual foresight, who know about forthcoming events which will take place on earth and amongst people, yet their admonitions or indications go unheeded because they certainly do not fit into the plan which the majority of people are already eagerly pursuing. Earthly upheavals of such a kind which humanity intends to enjoy. But because of people's freedom of will, their thinking cannot necessarily be directed differently either. And so two different views naturally arise among humanity. The one conscious of the present and the other joyful of the future. The spiritually awakened person does not plan far ahead, for he sees the time as having come when everything is coming to a head and the end is to be expected daily. But there are far more spiritually blind people, and they are constantly intent on exploiting all earthly advantages and creating a secure future for themselves or their descendants. And everyone follows his own path, only that the former reaches the aim, while the latter takes long wrong paths and in the end will be a victim of his deluded thinking. For everything that happens is predetermined in the plan of salvation from eternity. And so on earth period will come to an end and a new one will begin. And all plans designed by people will come to nothing, because what those people strive for is no longer permissible for the new earth. Because it rather gives the final cause for the dissolution and transformation of this earth when the time is fulfilled which was set for you humans to release yourselves from the form. None of you humans can secure for yourselves what you covet housely strive for as soon as it concerns earthly successes or possessions. But to achieve spiritual perfection need not seem certain to him. For once he has this striving within himself, he will also be supported by God in every way. And he need neither fear the end of this earth nor his own death. His future lies brightly before him, yet differently than worldly people would wish. Yet everyone receives what he desires. Only the earthly material, which moves most people's thoughts, can and will cast a spell over them again. They will have to suffer under its bondage again for eternities, but they have also created their own fate, for it was also possible for them to attain freedom while they were still on earth. And all people receive indications and warnings which could bring them to their senses. But as a person's will is, so is his lot. And every person's will is free. Amen.